Hi, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And it's no surprise that serving an LDS mission is a wonderful, life-changing, albeit very stressful, experience. And having served a mission myself and seen all of my sisters and friends serve, I completely agree with LDS psychologist Dr. Gary Taylor. And he says that missionaries face three R's when they are in the mission field. And those are routine, rejection, and restriction. And these three R's can really cause missionaries to have some mental challenges while they're serving. So to combat these, he recommends adequate preparation, such as scripture study, temple attendance, and going to classes provided in several church congregations to help people prepare for missionary service. So Dr. Taylor has been a professional psychologist for over 40 years, and he's also served two LDS missions with his wife, where he was an area mental health advisor to missionaries. And he says that he's found that there are 10 mistakes missionaries need to be aware of that can ruin their missions, and I would add, can ruin your life if you're not careful. So he recently shared these findings with in an interview with the news outlet KUTV. So the first mistake is having unrealistic expectations for your mission. Many young elders and sisters seem to go out into the field and they hope to baptize just masses of people. But it's important to know that your mission is designed to be exactly what you need in order to learn and grow, and it might not look like anyone else's. So if you had a friend or a brother or sister who got to baptize 40 or 50 people, and you only baptized one or two, that doesn't mean that their mission was more successful than yours. It was just different. And mistake number two, worrying about things you can't control. Missionaries need to recognize the things that they can change and take responsibility for those things and do them, but they also need to realize that other things need to be left up to God. Mistake number three, thinking and speaking in absolutes, such as I have to or I need to, because a large part of missionary work is learning how to use your agency and how to teach others to use their agency wisely. Tip number four, or mistake number four, rather, focusing on the negative rather than on the positive in any situation. So it's really true that you will face more rejection than success as a missionary, and that's normal for everyone, no matter where they serve. And something that helped me on my mission when I was serving in Ohio and I was facing a lot of rejection is I realized that if I kept a gratitude journal, my mom sent me one when I was about 9 months into my mission and kind of discouraged, I kept a journal where at the end of the day, I would write down two or three things or two or three ways that I really saw the Lord helping me and blessing me in my life. Despite all the setbacks we were facing during the day, it was good and it helped me keep things into perspective if I could reflect on all of the good and positive things that the Lord had done for us that day as well. Mistake number five is failing to see the big picture. Really, the point of missionary work is to invite people to come unto Christ and to realize that they can do that in many different ways. Some people may decide to get baptized and may end up going to the temple and getting sealed to their families. And that's a beautiful, wonderful success story. Other people you meet that may not get baptized may make positive life changes that can get them closer to Christ and closer to preparing for baptism in the temple, such as quitting an addiction or getting out of an unhealthy relationship. Also, someone that you need to be concerned about bringing closer to Christ is yourself as a missionary, because that will help you gain the strength that you need to complete your life's mission on the earth. Mistake number six for missionaries is being concerned with being a perfectionist. And it's okay if you don't know how to do everything perfectly, or even if you make mistakes occasionally, because that's what the atonement is for. And that's one of the most valuable lessons anyone can learn on their mission, is how to apply the atonement when they fall short. Mistake number seven is failing to follow righteous leadership principles, such as charity, patience, and faith. You need to have all of these qualities in your teaching and in your interactions with others as you invite them to change their lives. Mistake number eight is letting your anger and fear get out of control. Be sure to talk to your mission president or your mission mental health advisor if you feel this way while you're serving. And mistake number nine, not being quick to forgive. There's a lot of people that you need to forgive on your mission, your companions when they might be annoying to you or not doing the things they're supposed to do, investigators when they fall short of the commitments they've made, and even yourself when you feel like you're falling short. All of these people are worthy of and need your forgiveness. And finally, mistake number 10, not being sufficiently self-disciplined. So I think this is something that you can accomplish or start to accomplish when you're preparing to serve a mission. And something that I've found that was helpful is to set a daily routine for yourself, such as a time to wake up, a time set aside to go to work or school or study, and to put yourself also on a healthy eating plan or exercise routine and a budget can all help you practice self-discipline. So for more information on what it's like to serve an LDS mission, you can check out the Mormon Channel video series, Two Brothers on MormonChannel.org, that follows four brothers as they serve full-time missions around the world. And our quote of the day comes from Elder Richard G. Scott, a former LDS church leader in the Quorum of the 12 Apostles who recently passed away. And he said, "I testify that devoted full-time missionary service is a source of great happiness and rich blessings, not only for those who hear the message, but also for those who, under the guidance of the Spirit, deliver it." Thank you for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.